From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, millions of Americans hitting the road for the holiday are getting hit with sticker shock at the pump, but there may be some relief in sight. Good afternoon, Emily Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. President Biden just spoke to outline his plans to help ease this problem.
He's ordering the Energy Department to release 50 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Today, we're launching a major effort to moderate the price of oil, an effort that will span the globe in its reach and ultimately reach your corner gas station, God willing. I've worked hard these past few weeks on calls and meetings with foreign leaders, policymakers, to put together the building blocks for today's global announcement. And while our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight, it will make a difference.
This comes as Bay Area residents are paying some of the highest gas prices in the nation.
KPIX 5, Jocelyn Moran is live from San Jose. And Jocelyn, you spoke with some pretty frustrated drivers.
Yeah, that's right, because this also comes as we approach the holidays when people are getting ready to drive to see their loved ones for Thanksgiving. And at gas stations like here at Chevron in San Jose, they're paying $4.95 for 1 gallon. So in addition to the holidays, this is also affecting their day-to-day lives, so they're hoping this makes a difference.
I think everyone who comes to the gas station doesn't want to be here.
That's because it usually involves seeing this number on the screen rise and rise.
I'm pumping gas more than once a week. I don't have a small car.
On the way to work, San Jose resident Laura Esparza filled up her gas tank. It takes more than $100 to fill it up. And doing so at least twice a week, it can add up.
Daily, you know, bills and rent and, you know, everything is so expensive. And now gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it adds up.
So she's hoping President Joe Biden's announcement to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will lower gas prices here in the Bay Area.
Bringing down the prices will help a lot.
Here are some of the average gas prices in California, according to AAA. In the state, it's $4.71. In San Francisco, it's $4.87. And in Oakland and San Jose, it's $4.80. These expensive prices are seen at the pump just as we head into the holidays. But Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis with Gas Buddies, says drivers could start to see the difference soon.
For now, it looks like we will see a relief that could approach and exceed 25 cents a gallon in the Bay Area by Christmas.
And we know many people are going to be traveling for the holidays, an estimated 53 million people in the U.S. for Thanksgiving. So we, along with many people, will be keeping an eye on these gas prices. Live from San Jose, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
We're getting new details about the Amtrak train that slammed into a semi truck in San Pablo. This happened around 8:15 last night at Soto and Market Streets. The truck carrying about 5 cars apparently got stuck on the track before the train hit it. The train was carrying around 30 passengers. None were hurt. We're told the train's engineer was taken to the hospital for a minor injury. The holiday shopping season has been shattered by the recent flash mob-style robberies across the Bay Area.
And now city leaders are scrambling to address the spike in crime. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live in Union Square. Justin, are shoppers worried?
Well, right now, things seem to be normal. People walking their dogs, taking a lunch break, even doing some shopping. But when you see these boarded up buildings and you see extra patrols in the area, and then you talk to some of these people, that normal mood changes. Days before Black Friday, normally a time to shop and spread a little holiday cheer.
That was scary.
It's sad, it's scary, it's disappointing.
But people who live, work, or shop here say some of their cheer has been stolen, like the merchandise over the weekend at the Louis Vuitton and other Bay Area retailers.
I wish that they would stop and that, you know, us people would love and respect one another.
Spending hours in Union Square Tuesday, we spotted several windows boarded up as clouds of concern hang over shoppers and businesses. The San Francisco District Attorney, Chase Boudin, says there are at least 25 people involved in these mob-style robberies who are still on the streets. Today, his office awaits more arrests and will likely announce felony charges. Stephanie Yarbrough lives in the area and says her shopping routine likely won't change.
I'm still going to go into stores and browse and do all the things I would normally do, but I think it's just a bummer.
But other shoppers are scared. Investigators worry the crooks could strike again, so there's been a more prominent police presence.
They all around this thing. Yeah, I just noticed that.
In hopes of deterring criminals and adding a layer of safety for people. As city and police officials do what they can to curb this recent crime, one woman says it starts at home.
Well, if we all work together and talk to our kids and tell us to stop, and if people would teach their kids how to act, it'd be more better.
So we've been talking to the DA's office, the city's DA's office, and they tell us that those charges, those felony charges, are set to come down at about 4 o'clock this evening. When that does happen, we're expecting a press conference. We'll stream that live on CBSN Bay Area. We're live in San Francisco. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And happening tomorrow, police in San Francisco will hold a virtual town hall to discuss a deadly police shooting from last week. It happened Friday at the CW Hotel on Folsom Street in the south of Market neighborhood. Officers were responding to reports of a man armed with a knife. A confrontation apparently followed, and then an officer opened fire. The suspect later died at a hospital. The medical examiner's office has yet to release the name of the man who died. Police in San Francisco have arrested 4 people and seized 21 illegal weapons after serving search warrants at 2 homes. They also confiscated drugs and ammunition, as you can see in these pictures. Those busts happened after federal and local investigators tracked social media accounts that were offering guns for sale.
Happening now, the last day of testimony before the Elizabeth Holmes fraud trial breaks for the Thanksgiving holiday. Today, Holmes walked into the federal courthouse in San Jose while testifying yesterday that Theranos founder pushed back against accusations of fraud. She said the company worked with patients and major drug companies in the U.S. and abroad. Holmes also said she did not deceive investors because she believed her company's blood testing devices worked. The man suspected of driving his SUV through a holiday parade in Wisconsin is due in court later today.
Daryl Brooks is accused of killing 5 people and injuring dozens more. KPX 5's Ann Makovic has the latest on this investigation and the victims.
Minutes before this horrific scene unfolded at the Waukesha annual holiday parade, police say the driver of that red SUV, Darrell Brooks, left the scene of a domestic dispute. They say he wasn't being chased when he drove into the parade.
We actually had a squad and barricades up, and he drove right through. When officers tried to engage and stop the threat, he still continued through the crowd.
Brooks has a long criminal history. He's been charged with crime 16 times since 1999. Last year, he was charged with 3 felony gun counts. Most recently, the 39-year-old allegedly was accused of running over his child's mother with the same red SUV at a gas station. He posted a $1,000 bail earlier this month. Monday, the Milwaukee County DA called the bail inappropriately low and launched a review into the decision.
It was like a war zone.
Iraq War veteran Ryan Conkey was at Sunday's parade to watch his niece, Jessalyn Torres, perform. He says the 11-year-old suffered a broken pelvis, internal bleeding, and lost a kidney, but remains hopeful.
I did speak with Jessalyn this morning. She said, tell them to glue me back together.
Among the 5 people killed, members of the Dancing Grannies. 48 people were hurt, including more than a dozen children. Ann Makovic, KPIX 5.
And the Georgia trial over the death of Ahmaud Arbery is now in the hands of the jury. State prosecutors say 3 white men chased down Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was out for a jog last winter. Each defendant faces 9 charges, including murder. Their attorneys say they were trying to make a legal citizen's arrest. Today, the judge instructed the jury on what the law says about citizens' arrests.
Unruly passengers prepared to pay off. The FAA just announced some pretty hefty fines for disruptive flyers. The agency says a group of just 8 people racked up fines totaling $161,000. That is the 3rd highest since the FAA enacted its zero tolerance policy. One passenger accounts for a quarter of the total. They're accused of bringing their own alcohol aboard a Southwest flight and then sexually assaulting a flight attendant who tried to stop them from drinking.
Happening today, SFPD and Walgreens kicking off their toy drive for children in need. Starting in the next half hour, you can purchase or drop off any toy at any San Francisco Walgreens. Last year, about 2,000 toys were donated at the city's Walgreens store. This year, community members will also be able to make a donation via Venmo or GoFundMe. And today, Second Harvest of Silicon Valley will give away holiday meals at several locations around the county. The first giveaway began earlier this month at La Comida de California in Palo Alto and will finish at the Emmanuel House Salvation Army in San Jose later this evening. Second Harvest has given away thousands of meals across the country and will keep doing this through the holiday season. Check out shfb.org for info on how you can help.
Some South Bay high schoolers hosted a holiday turkey drive this morning. The goal is to collect 1,000 turkeys. Their current record is 1,090 in a single day. It's all happening at Presentation High School in San Jose. If you want to help, you can drop off turkeys, chickens, and even hams at the school until 3 this afternoon.